Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And for those who were listening last night, there was a really cringy video from the New Jersey Health Department, whatever it is they're calling it. And I inadvertently closed the tab that had it in it and then couldn't find it. I do have it. So we're going to play that here really soon before I actually close out of it again. Coming up, though, the World Health Organization, the COVID-19 treaty. The World Health Organization is also warning governments that you can't boost your way out of the pandemic, which sounds like it would be a great thing for the World Health Organization to say, because that's obviously going to be true.
Well, apparently Germany's not listening because they're now requiring a fourth booster.
Well, you can't boost your way out of the pandemic, but we have a pill.
Well, what the World Health Organization means in this particular case isn't, hey, you know, boosters aren't going to stop this. We just have to let it run its course and hope enough of us survive that we, and it looks like 98.98% of us will, that we can carry on society to some, in some meaningful capacity. Instead, they're saying, no, you're hoarding these vaccines and they should be going to these South African countries or these African countries. So they're just upset that Western countries are, you know, keeping all the vaccines for themselves. Also, overnight, the Tiananmen Square statue that was in Hong Kong has vanished.
Shocking.
Yeah. I mean, China has made it clear they intend to take back control of Hong Kong, and the Chinese government officially denies that anything happened at Tiananmen Square.
Right.
So, obviously, that had to go. Good news for people, though. The Bureau of Prisons has ruled that inmates can stay in home confinement after the coronavirus emergency ends. Now, for those who don't remember, because this was almost 2 years ago, the Department of Justice or the Bureau of Prisons, whoever, decided that there are too many people in prison during a pandemic. So we're going to let some of these nonviolent people, I think it was nonviolent ones, serve their sentences in home confinement rather than in prison. And then there was the question of, okay, but what happens when the pandemic ends? Are you really going to take these people out of home confinement and put them back in prison? Because that's horrible. Evidently, though, they're not going to do that. But we got all of that coming up. I want to go first to this video.
Yes. We promised it last night.
Yes, and then I stupidly closed out. This is from the New Jersey Department of Health.
Dear Santa, I don't want games. I don't want toys. Just get me the COVID vaccine.
This holiday season, there's no better gift than peace of mind. Get vaccinated today. Visit COVID19.nj.gov.
These poor kids.
I feel bad for the child actor who even had to do that nonsense.
I bet no child actor actually said those words. They just had to mix them together. You want me to say I don't want toys? I don't.
Well, I wish you were right about that, Bonnie, but the fact is, a lot of these kids, they live with parents who fully believe every bit of propaganda that has been spewed upon them by these government agencies in the last 2 years. They fully buy all of the claims that COVID is some sort of an insanely deadly virus and that if you don't get vaccinated, you hate grandma and the whole thing. And they've been, you know, they've got literally Sesame Street characters
who
have been pimping these vaccines to them. So it comes at them at school if they go to government school. It comes at them if they watch television, and it comes at them from their parents. These kids are, I'm sure, as true believers as their own parents.
Whenever I hear a little kid's voice saying something political like that, it's just so annoying because you know the little kid didn't think it up themselves, obviously, and it's just so blatantly propaganda, and it's like either side. When I was a little kid, my mom had me wear a shirt that said Earth Day is socialist to school. And, like, when I think back to that, I'm just like, I didn't know what any of that meant. And I got in trouble, and they made me turn it inside out.
Oh, wow.
I experienced something similar. I didn't do it myself, but it was a news article many, many years ago about this six-year-old kid who had did a walkout of his classroom over something regarding gay rights or something like that. It was just so abundantly clear that the kid's parents had told him to do this, because how would a six-year-old even learn
to walk
about
out.
This issue in the first place, right? Much less be passionate enough about it to walk out. Cause I didn't remember being what it was like being a child until we discussed it on the show at some point. Your average six-year-old isn't watching the news. They're not paying any attention to this nonsense.
No. So, but they're paying attention to COVID because you cannot ignore it. You can't.
It's everywhere.
And I was actually happy to see we were shopping at one of the local grocers here in town tonight, Aldi, which is, I guess, an international discount chain. And I was pleased that despite the new keen, quote-unquote, mask mandate, the majority of the shoppers were actually not masked tonight. So I was glad to see that.
From what I've heard from someone who recently went to Walmart, they encountered lower numbers of people in masks since the mandate than there were prior to it. Because when I went, it was closer to 90% of people being in masks. And this was without the mandate. I went a few weeks ago for some reason, immediately left because it was just full of people and I didn't want to deal with it. But it was probably 90% of people there were wearing masks. But now it's closer to 50-50. Presumably, people, maybe that suggests that people wanted to wear a mask, but then the government said, hey, you have to wear a mask. And they said, oh, yeah, no, I don't have to do anything.
I doubt that that's, you just, it's just random chance.
I think it is kind of random because that. The Moose Mart where I work, way more people are coming in masks now, which is sad. Oh, but not our regulars. Our regulars have not been coming in with masks and seem to not know anything about it.
Is there a signage on the door now?
No. Yeah, we
Let's
have...
Let's talk about the signage there.
We have a piece of paper, like 1 inch by 1 inch, with... It is written on it. I thought there was nothing on it. I thought it was blank. But it's so small that you can barely see it, and it's the whole...
So they took all 3 pages of the COVID-19 mask mandate that was just recently released, and they scaled each page down to like 1/10,000. So it's not
can
even
you
a
even read it with a microscope or like a macro magnifying glass?
Unless I'm severely underestimating his printer, there's no way it's got that level of definition. But sure enough, if you look really, really closely, you can see in 3 of the corners these little bitty rectangles that look like they may have text on them. And that's their mask sign. It's very well done.
Well, I'm glad that they're taking a different approach at the Mighty Moose Mart these days than they did a year ago when they actually had like a shield up and...
Yeah, we will not put the plexiglass thing back up.
Thank goodness.
It was proven to not work. At least that's what my boss said, that he wouldn't do it.
Good.
I also have good news. I visited the Dutch restaurant here in Keene that I love so much a few days ago.
There's a Dutch restaurant in Keene?
Fritz.
Yeah.
Well, they call themselves a Dutch restaurant.
I didn't know that. I just thought it was a sandwich and fry place.
I mean, it is, but they call themselves a Dutch restaurant.
I love them, too.
Yeah, they're fantastic, but they closed down their lobby, and they made a Facebook post about how, to their knowledge, no one in their restaurant had contracted COVID-19 in the last 2 years, and no one had gotten sick at their restaurant for the last 2 years. Their ventilation system was just fine at keeping everyone safe. Their sanitation measures were doing just fine at keeping everyone safe. And they weren't going to require their customers to wear a mask if people wanted to. That was their
choice.
Yeah,
he never did.
No. And he's doing that again this year, except they had closed their lobby. I went by today, driving through, and the lobby had plenty of people in there eating,
good.
And not a mask in sight. So
that's good, because I felt like they were just punishing themselves, because no cop is going to enforce it, as we've learned at the Moose Mart.
Well, as I understand it, there's nothing to enforce. I actually meant to read the letter, the mandate earlier today, and I got sidetracked and didn't actually do it, but... As I understand, there's no actual fine or punishment attached to it.
There is, as I understand it, if you get warned, there's a verbal warning first.
The customer,
warning,
though, not the
customer. The written warning second, and then a $100 fine. But apparently what happened over at the Moose Mart yesterday, this is what I was told by Bonnie, the gentleman who I believe is your roommate was incentivized, I guess, to not wear a mask while ordering, and then somebody called the police.
He was asked, hey, you want a free lunch?
Yeah. And so somebody called the police on him for that, to report him, and he waited around for the police to show up, because he could have just left,
right?
But he waited around for the police to show up, which I guess was part of the arrangement. And the cop reluctantly showed up.
Like with a big sigh.
And asked him if he was willing to give him his name so he could give him a verbal warning. And the dude, your roommate, refused to give his name, so the cop went away.
Cop just said, okay, thank you, and left, like, turned right around.
Which means that they can't track him, right? Like they,
right. We have to do that again with someone different, though, to get a different cop and see their thoughts on it. What are your thoughts on it? It's Free Talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And I haven't actually checked. Presumably, we're still streaming on YouTube because people are still chatting there, but they hate us enough that even if we weren't chatting there, if there was some way they could continue chatting there, they would. And that's because we're constantly getting kicked off of various streaming platforms. Twitch has suspended us in the past. YouTube is constantly doing it. Nimmo TV, some others are just constantly giving us the axe for having the audacity to speak our opinions freely. And that's why we love Odyssey so much. It doesn't do that to us. We can say whatever we want there. Video.freetalklive.com if you want to find us there. We're there every single night streaming. And we can't be censored there. We can speak our opinions. We can...
We don't do pornography,
so we're not going to be censored there.
Probably not.
Yeah, but speaking, they would never take us down for speaking, right?
I don't think they would.
And even if they did, all of the videos there, ultimately end up on Library, which is the blockchain-based protocol behind Odyssey. And it gets very complicated. But the summary is that we can't really be censored there. Video.freetalklive.com will take you directly to it. And if you're sick of getting censored, like the lady I saw yesterday who spent months of her life making a video analyzing sex in Star Trek, which never actually shows any actual sex, but just the subject itself got the video pulled.
I mean, have they ever even had a love scene in Star Trek? Maybe in like a movie or something? I've never seen all of Star Trek, obviously.
I mean, there was the whole idea of William Shatner's character, Captain Kirk, being a ladies' man.
Yeah.
So presumably there were some sort of 1950s, probably risque scenes in
there. Like they go into another room and you just know what's happening or something.
Maybe. Yeah, but it was the 1950s, how bad could it have been compared to what we see in 2021?
And so she was analyzing the first series, the 50s one?
I don't know which
one. Okay.
It could have been all the series as far as I know. But she was complaining about how she appealed the decision and YouTube upheld it and said, nope, this violates our community guidelines. Stop dealing with this garbage. Go to Odyssey. Subscribe to us there. There's more than a million other people who are sick of getting censored on YouTube. Video.freetalklive.com takes you directly there. And we talked on and off about the Great Reset throughout the years, which is a confusing thing. But I think it was the New York Times. If you go there and you search for a great, they have an entire section of articles dedicated to the Great Reset.
Like it was Time Magazine, I think.
Time Magazine. This is a real thing that some world elites have planned.
Whatever it is, although it's not really clear if you actually try to figure out by searching and reading about like what they mean when they make the sort of overarching big picture statements about what they think the Great Reset is. And even the BBC article recently that came out like today to try to debunk the conspiracy theories, even it admits that it's not clear exactly what the Great Reset is.
Which is scary because it's a real thing and it does exist, and you can find the people themselves at the G20 summits and the G6 summits or whatever openly admitting that they have this plan to perform a great reset. And evidently you have quotes of people saying these like, you'll own nothing and you'll love it.
That's right.
And so it's going to be this communist paradise where everyone shares everything or no one owns anything because you're just a serf.
Well, they won't use the term communism.
No,
when it comes
not.
To the Great Reset.
It wouldn't even be communism. It would just be your same old tried and true, not tried and true, but your same old horrific socialism of just bureaucrats.
Or crony capitalism or whatever. I mean, you know, the ism is not clear what their viewpoint is on what they want that to be, but they use terms like capitalism, but they're taking it to a different level or something like that. And I don't have the propaganda right in front of me here, but the Bitcoin news site actually did a summary piece looking at the BBC and Reuters quote-unquote fact-checkers
stories about this. So the BBC and Reuters did a fact-checking of it.
Yes, a total coincidence that BBC and Reuters, like...
Wait, they're doing a fact-checking of the, you know, the claims of the... That there
the
are people that want
theorists.
The...
So,
the great reset conspiracy theorists.
So, yeah. So, essentially what's happened here is...
I'm sorry. I just don't know what there is to conspiracy theorize about because they're outwardly saying that they want to do basically bad things. So, I just already...
Well, they're not very clear about what exactly they want. They sort of allude to it vaguely. But it's not like they're standing up there saying, oh, no, we want to wipe out... pretty much all of the world population above 500 million people. I mean, you have things like the Georgia Guidestones and creepy stuff like that that kind of make you think that's probably part of the Great Reset, but it isn't exactly clear. Obviously, people being tracked everywhere they go is going to be part of it. Just like farmers love being able to track their cattle and monitor them via GPS and all this other stuff now, the governments of the world want to be able to do the same to their own cattle. And that, by the way, for those who aren't listening, is us.
So apparently what happened here is Reuters came out with their quote-unquote fact check, I guess yesterday, and BBC had one from back in June. So I thought BBC's was also coming out this week, but no, that was several months ago.
And Bitcoin.com did a fact check of their fact check.
I guess you could call it that, yeah. It's at the very least an overview of what these companies are doing. So do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
So it says here, on December 22nd, Twitter trends indicate that thousands of people on social media are talking about the World Economic Forum's Great Reset agenda, as Reuters and the BBC have run fact-checking posts on the subject. According to the reports, the Great Reset has been tied to various conspiracy theories, and the initiative was launched in June of 2020, which is false. The Great Reset terminology has been around for years. It's been pimped by World Economic Forum from, and the last time I looked into it, I found stuff as far back as 2016, if not further.
It just became sort of popularized in 2020 because the scamdemic, so to speak, made people look around and start asking questions and realize that, hey, there's a lot of stuff here that could be related to what's going on today.
Well, plus a lot of the World Economic Forum people started coming out and praising the, oh, this pandemic, it's so bad, but it also gives us a chance for the Great Reset. Like, so they are using this to
never let a good disaster go to waste,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly. So ever since the outbreak of COVID, an agenda called the Great Reset has been discussed across the globe. This, by the way, reporting by Jamie Redman over at news.bitcoin.com. The subject has been tied to a number of theories that claim the global elite are planning to reset society and the economy to, quote, build back better, unquote. Reuters fact check article says the initiative was named the Great Reset in June of 2020. That's just straight up false. I mean, it doesn't take long. I don't know who their fact checkers are, but it doesn't take long to do an internet search for the Great Reset. Exclude 2020, right? Because, like, when you're, I don't know if you can do it on all search engines, but with Google, you can easily exclude, you know, certain dates. And so look prior to 2020, and you will absolutely find information about the Great Reset from the past. So this is something they've been pimping for the last, most of the last decade, from what I've seen.
Well, as Facebook said of their fact checkers, I mean, they're just opinions. They're just different
protected opinions. Right?
I don't know if they use the word protected, but they certainly admitted that their fact checkers are just weighing opinions against opinions.
Apparently, they didn't bother to do a simple internet search about Great Reset and how long it's been around, but going on. In recent times, Reuters journalists claim an image circulating on the internet inviting Dutch politicians to a Great Reset forum in Davos has been taken out of context. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
There's more about this coming up. It's a real thing. If you've heard about it, give us a call. 603-283-6160. It definitely didn't just pop up in the summer of last year. Maybe that just fell down the memory hole, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. after saying they were not anticipating more variants. The White House says they're now preparing for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 to continue spreading rapidly. During a briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there is a significant rise in new COVID cases due to the rapidly spreading variant.
The current 7-day daily average of cases is about 149,300 cases per day, an increase of about 25% over the previous week.
A Democratic-led House Oversight Committee wants to know what happened at the AstroWorld concert that claimed the lives of 10 people. Congress is launching an investigation focusing on Live Nation's role in the planning and safety of the November event. The committee requesting information from the entertainment company by early January. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. During her daily press briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is addressing reports from the Secret Service that nearly $100 billion was stolen from COVID-19 relief programs.
What happened is there was just an adding up of two old IG reports of well-known challenges at small business loans and states getting UI payments in 2020. And there's been a lot of reporting, I know, from the Associated Press and others about issues with some of those earlier programs.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 261 points to close at 35,754. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Aria, Bonnie, and Ian, and you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in on the Great Reset that we've been discussing. Again, that's 603-283-6160. This article is actually coming from Bitcoin.com. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, they've always done stuff that's just sort of counterculture, because that's the whole spirit behind Bitcoin, I suppose, in the first place. So they talk about things the mainstream media doesn't talk about, as well as cryptocurrency news and getting started with cryptocurrency. Like, if you don't know anything about it, go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started, take a few minutes out of your day to watch a few videos to learn the basics of this important world-changing information. Or if you just want to hear about stuff with an alternative perspective that the mainstream media isn't talking about, that's a lot of the times related to cryptocurrency, but as we're talking about here, not always. News.bitcoin.com is the place to go for that.
And luckily, the URL is owned by Roger Ver, so they also talk about Bitcoin Cash.
Yes, there was a lot of confusion on their site right after the split, where they referred to Bitcoin Cash as Bitcoin, and they referred to Bitcoin as Bitcoin Core, and it got so confusing trying to follow what they were talking about, because unfortunately, when I hear Bitcoin, I don't think about Bitcoin Cash. I think about Bitcoin. And when I say Bitcoin Cash, I think about Bitcoin Cash. Right. So it's all very confusing, but I think that's gone away, and now the site is much more comprehensible as a result.
But it is funny that the maximalists get mad that Roger Ver owns that URL.
I love everything about that. I love trolling maximalists, though. So for those who aren't aware, a Bitcoin maximalist is someone who believes that Bitcoin is the only real cryptocurrency and all of the others are just useless pretenders. And it's fascinating to argue with these people because of their religious devotion to this technology that kind of doesn't really work. And your key to identifying someone who's a Bitcoin maximalist is that they will ask you about the Lightning Network. Or they will mention the Lightning Network at some point in the conversation. And that is, in my experience, always the sign that I'm dealing with a Bitcoin maximalist.
Yeah, well, we can do everything Bitcoin Cash can do. We have the Lightning Network.
Yes, that's essentially what they argue, and it's broken, and it doesn't work, and it's confusing and not intuitive at all. But we are talking about the Great Reset here, which is a vague term. You evidently found out that what the fact checkers did here was they Googled the Great Reset, and what they learned was that the World Economic Forum's meeting in June of 2020, they nicknamed it the Great Reset. But the phrase the Great Reset goes much more distant into the past.
That's what I thought, Aria. And so I've just been looking here over the last several minutes to see if I can reproduce what I swear I had seen before.
We covered it here on the show.
I feel like we did, yeah.
We did. It was you and I and maybe someone else. I don't remember who, but I know you and I were on the show that night.
I cannot find, at least, now I haven't looked on DuckDuckGo, but I cannot find the Great Reset previous to 2020 at this time. All of the pages that look like they're from before 2020 are just some old page on the World Economic Forum website, but then down at the bottom it's got a link to an article from now or from the last 2 years, so it's not finding actual old pages like I thought. So I don't know if this...
Are you using archive.com?
No, I'm not using archive.org on this.
Oh.
So just my initial researching, I'm not able to back
up. Down the memory hole it went after all.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's
very strange.
It'll be in the Free Talk Live archives. If some bored listener out there, because they do seem to be our listener base, at least the ones on the Matrix server, that's comprised of bored people, find the show in the archives where Ian and I talked about this, because we did, and we read the articles, we discussed it at length here on the show.
Yeah, I could have sworn there was...
Existed.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, I can come back to the story here, because they are doing their best to try to whitewash this thing. That's why the BBC, Reuters, these mainstream media organizations are hollering from the rooftops about how, oh, no, it's just a conspiracy theory. The Great Reset, it's all good. We don't really know what it is, but the conspiracy theorists are wrong.
We don't really know what it is.
Even though the conspiracy theorists have been absolutely right about pretty much everything regarding COVID-19.
Dude, I saw an article today that we're going to get into later about how now this company has developed a microchip that's the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, that's been around.
I know, but now it can tell your vaccination status just with a cell phone using near-field communication technology. So
That's convenient. Now you don't even have to pull out your phone.
And
right?
I woke up today with an alert on my phone that said there's now a COVID-19 pill that the FDA approved.
Yeah, that's for people that get it and want to, quote-unquote, reduce the symptoms.
Because the vaccines weren't enough, presumably.
No, obviously not.
So you have
100% effective.
That's why you need to get a third and a fourth.
And even then, if you get COVID, you have to take this pill to make sure you don't die from this disease that has a 99.98% chance of not killing you in the first place.
So,
how the hell are people falling for this?
It is just ever present, and some people they literally live in fear.
Turn off your television, man.
They either live in fear, or they're just like, I just want to get back with my, or like, get back on with my life.
Right, they believe that by being obedient, they're somehow going to have a normal life again.
It's the opposite.
That is the case with a lot of the normal non-libertarian people I know. They got their vaccines because they wanted to take off the mask, and they were told they were going to be able to do that, and now the government's like, ha-ha, guess what? We were joking. Put the mask back on.
Oh, by the way, the latest city, so yesterday it was in the news that Boston is now requiring vaccine passports for indoor activities. Now, Chicago is the latest city. So pretty much all the big cities in the United States are the biggest cities are on board with this stuff.
Yeah, which means you can't do anything if you don't have proof of that vaccine. But don't worry. It's going to be really simple soon. All you have to do is, you know, show them where your microchip is and let them hit it with their cell phone.
Which, by the way, the conspiracy theorists were talking about 2 or 3 decades ago.
Yeah.
Yes, and have not stopped talking about it during COVID-19. There's a lot of conspiracy theorists who think there's a microchip in the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem very likely to me. However, they do want to microchip you because it makes their lives a whole lot easier.
Did you ever look in? I never looked into it, but did you ever look into the claims that people who got the vaccine could, like, attach magnets to their arms?
I have not heard that.
I've seen videos of people doing it, but I haven't looked into it any other way.
Yeah,
I would be skeptical upon seeing it.
I'm skeptical initially, but...
Most likely someone just has, like, a metal implant to replace their bone or something like that, and they're just exploiting people's fear. That would be my assumption.
But it's more than one video,
yeah,
right?
And the thing is, I saw this girl that I follow on YouTube just for, like, fashion and, like, makeup things. Ian knows who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the vaccine, and she was like, I didn't know that it would be real, and she was really doing it. And I felt like I believe her 100%. It's just it seems like there's no motive, you know? Like, just a makeup guru on YouTube.
So you've been watching, she did the magnet thing,
mm-hmm.
is what you're saying. That's so weird.
That was when I was like, okay, this is really weird. It's not just, you know, completely random TikToks. You have no idea what country it's from or whatever, you know.
There's no apparent motive, but remembering the clown sightings that occurred in 2016 that freaked everyone out, there were a lot of people with no real clear apparent motive taking fake pictures of clowns off the internet and saying that they saw this clown out in this little small town just to freak people out. So there may not be a clear motive, but
could be for views or something.
Yeah,
there could very well be one.
Mm.
So the story here from news.bitcoin.com about the Great Reset, they say it's essentially an idea that claims society and the economy can be recrafted into an equitable world, one that aims to fix climate change, reform social justice, and create a different kind of capitalism. This is what I was referring to earlier, called stakeholder capitalism.
Oh, that doesn't sound terrible at all.
Doesn't sound like it's only going to be for the elites, the cronies, or anything like
that. What could that even mean, stakeholder capitalism?
I don't know.
Why are they not going to define it?
Why would they just try to rebrand capitalism? There's already a lot of people that don't like it.
Right, so that's why they're trying to rebrand. They're trying to rebrand it.
But just call it something else. I don't know. That's weird.
Well, they want to call it stakeholder capitalism. That's going to fix global warming and social justice. So
they're wrapping in all the leftist things into this new terminology, basically.
It's very confusing.
Because the left hates capitalism.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
But if capitalism could be used to create social justice, they'd be all about it. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
By world elites to reshape the world in the way that they think is best. And whether you agree with them or not, you have to understand why that alarms people like me who have seen the disasters of central planners over and over and over throughout human history. It always leads to disaster.
I just can't imagine thinking that even the way that I live day to day is best for me. I can't imagine forcing someone else to live the way I live.
Well, the elites don't want to force us to live the way that they live. They want to force us to be peasants who don't own anything and who are brainwashed and terrified and are just basically good little sheep for them.
You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Good little
You'll
sense.
Like it.
Yeah. This is what the World Economic Forum, I believe, put out there several years ago.
You'll own nothing, but yet the model they're talking about is something called stakeholder capitalism, which is apparently a system in which corporations are oriented to serve the interests of all of their stakeholders, such as customers, suppliers, employees, shareholders, and local communities. Under this
that
system.
Means government.
It does.
Yeah.
Under this system, a company's purpose is to create long-term value and not to maximize profits. So they want to rewire human nature somehow so that a person who runs a company is somehow not interested in maximizing profits. You know, however, how you could maximize profits while also making sure that customers, suppliers, employees, shareholders, and communities relying on these companies are all happy and benefiting from the situation would be to have an actual free market.
Get rid of all the things regulating them from doing things the way that would be best for them.
I suspect that is not what they are proposing.
No, they're proposing to rewrite human nature so that people aren't motivated by profit.
Well, what I see here is a bunch of gobbledygook. Now, where are you getting that definition from?
That came from Investopedia.
So I actually have an article by Klaus Schwab.
Who wrote an entire book about this crap.
Yeah, he's like the head of the World Economic Forum. He's the founder of it. He's the creepy guy. Whenever you see the pictures of the dude from the World Economic Forum, he's this bald old man. He wears like really creepy sort of, I don't know how to describe the clothing, but it looks like something you'd see at like the Bohemian Grove ceremony or whatever.
He has really gross old man spots on his face.
Well, he's got really gross ideas as well, yeah, for whatever that's worth.
And so...
I got to see what this guy looks like, though, because between the description the two of you just gave, I'm picturing... He looks kind of like Droopy the dog from those cartoons. I mean, honestly.
So I'm going to take you into this story here. Maybe we'll get back to the Bitcoin.com on this World Economic Forum Great Reset. But let's just see if we can make heads or tails out of this. This whole article is about... what kind of capitalism do we want? And then he gets into what he describes as three different kinds of capitalism. He says there's shareholder capitalism, which is embraced by most Western corporations, that holds that the corporation's primary goal should be to maximize its profits. The second model is state capitalism, which entrusts the government with setting the direction of the economy and has risen to prominence in many emerging markets, not the least China. But compared to these two options, he says, the third has the most to recommend it. Stakeholder capitalism, a model I first proposed a half century ago.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he important?
Positions private corporations as trustees of society. Now, remember, society is usually code for the government.
And I don't trust corporations any more than I trust the government.
You shouldn't, because the government is corporations.
Yeah, we're already off to a bad start here when you expect me to... Walmart and Target and McDonald's are going to be good stewards of society. I just don't see it.
He says it is clearly the best response to today's social and environmental challenges. Shareholder capitalism, this is the kind he doesn't like, currently the dominant model, first gained ground in the U.S. in the 70s and expanded its influence globally in the following decades. Its rise was not without merit. During its heyday, hundreds of millions of people around the world prospered as profit-seeking companies unlocked new markets and created new jobs. But that wasn't the whole story, says Schwab. Advocates of shareholder capitalism, including Milton Friedman and the Chicago School, had neglected the fact that publicly listed corporation is not just a profit-seeking entity, but also a social organism. Together with the financial industry pressures to boost short-term results, the single-minded focus on profits caused shareholder capitalism to become increasingly disconnected from the real economy.
Also, let's get rid of corporations.
He's not proposing that either, but that wouldn't be a bad idea. As long as it would include getting rid of the government corporations, too.
Absolutely.
Because they are the grandfather corporations. They are the ones who give birth, or the grandmother corporations giving birth to all other corporations.
I will gladly accept your stipulations.
He says many realize this form of capitalism is no longer sustainable.
The issue with corporations, before we move on, is that you do have things like the Kellogg strike that... even if you support these strikers and you want to, you know, show your support by boycotting Kellogg's,
is that happening right now or something?
Yeah, it happens all the time. But I saw it the other day. I was like, oh, they're boycotting Kellogg's again.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many different foods and companies and stuff Kellogg's actually owns? You're not just talking about
not Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, you're not just talking about not buying Frosted Flakes or whatever. It's an extensive list. It's almost everything you could think of that you would want to buy owned by a single company or a single corporation.
One likely says, why have attitudes just been changing on this now? One likely reason is the Greta Thunberg effect. The young Swedish climate activist.
Is that where they traumatize you to the extent that it devours your entire being and it's all you can ever talk about?
Has reminded us that adherence to the current economic system represents a betrayal of future generations. owing to its environmental unsustainability. Another reason is that millennials and Generation Z no longer want to work for, invest in, or buy from companies that lack values beyond maximizing shareholder value. And finally, executives and investors have started...
Well, that's not true at all. I mean, look at Nike and their support for Colin Kaepernick, and look at all of the companies changing their flags to... changing their little icons to incorporate the rainbow during the month of June or July, whichever the hell one is, Gay Pride Month.
June.
Thank you. They're absolutely not just trying to portray this image of, oh, we're just maximizing profits. They're trying to convince people that, oh, yes, we care about these social issues. And by and large, it works.
Do you think that works, Bonnie? I mean, you're the youngest person in the room. I mean, do you think that people in the millennial or Gen Z generations buy all that?
I don't think that they think about it that hard. It's like if I'm at a gay pride parade and they're selling the Budweiser's at a rainbow, I'm going to want that one because it's pretty.
What about they do something even less, even more minor than that? They just like change their logo on Twitter.
I don't think anybody like goes and praises them that I know of. Like, oh, I'm so glad that they did this. It would be different if they came out with a statement, maybe. Then that people would be like, oh, they did something because they came out with a statement.
They usually do have a statement at some point during June about how they love their LGBTQ plus.
Except their brands in the Middle East. They don't say anything.
No, they don't. Right.
People do make fun of it, too, because there was this really funny video going around that lots of, like, well, all my friends that are gay are from Texas, so if you're asking specifically about them, it's like they're just not like the Californian blue-haired people, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
They're like, I don't know, they're more open-minded to like my ideas and stuff like that because they're from Texas. Mm-hmm. But there was this video passed around during last June that was really funny. It was like this girl that was supposed to be like a butter company. She's like, we love gay, and this is why you should buy our butter. So I don't know if it really works.
It is starting to backfire, I've seen through the recent years, as companies, brands on Twitter and Facebook, they like to interact with people to seem cool and stuff like that. And you're seeing more and more of stuff like, look, no one's trying to talk to a company right now. Get out of here. Go away. Let me interact with these actual human beings.
Yeah.
I guess to me it seems pretty clear that those moves by those companies are simply an attempt to maximize profits, right? Like, we want people to think that we care about these issues.
But see, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
If they want to openly support LGBTQ rights in order to maximize profits, that's just proof to me that profits are doing what profits are supposed to do. They're motivating these companies to be on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally fine with that. Yeah. It is pandering and it's gross, but if it works for them, I mean, they can't come out against LGBTQ people at this point because that's the opposite of what they want. So it's to me, that's capitalism doing, or a free market doing what a free market is supposed to do.
Well, we don't have a free market, but it is a market.
That's what a free market would do, except it would be a lot better, and there wouldn't be force and violence and all of that.
So it's still not clear what he is talking about then, right, when he's talking about this stakeholder capitalism. He's talking about what's wrong, or what he perceives as being wrong, and he lays it on the newer generation, saying they don't buy this whole just-for-profit sort of thing. They want it to be prettied up with rainbows, right?
So millennials didn't just kill the housing market and the job market and the retirement market. We also killed the entire society.
But and grandma.
He's going to get into his stakeholder thing, and I want to see if you can make heads or tails of it coming up.
Ooh, that sounds like a challenge. 603-283-6160. What do you think about what they're saying? What kind of capitalism do you want? Or maybe just a free market? 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.